Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Simple Sophisticates Weekend Edition En Courant Weekly. I'm your host, Shannon Abels, and part of living well is being in the know. Whether it's being knowledgeable of news from around the world or informed of goings-on right in your own community, because it's not what you think, it's that you think. All of the information shared in each week's En Courant Weekly will enable you to go forth into the weekend ready for either an engaging conversation or being mindful of the most recent current events. From that point, it is your job to formulate your very own opinion. So thank you for joining me. And in fewer than 15 minutes, I will have you en courant. Let's get started. Welcome to Sunday, January 24th, 2016. We have a lot of news to get to today, so I want to get right into it, especially in our international. We have a laundry list. The World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, released this past Wednesday the top countries to live in, looking at 60 countries around the world and using 24 different categories compiled into 9 broader categories. More than 16,000 people were surveyed. The 9 categories consisted of adventure, citizenship, cultural influence, entrepreneurship, heritage, movers, open for business, power, and quality of life. The top 5 countries in reverse order are number 5, Sweden, number 4, the United States, number 3, the United Kingdom, number 2, Canada, and number 1 is Germany. Moving on to Brazil, a mosquito-borne virus named Zika is raising concern and prompting 4 Latin American countries to ask women to delay pregnancy for up to 2 years, as an outbreak has taken place in Brazil with 4,000 cases discovered since October, with babies born with microcephaly or abnormally small heads has been on the rise. Confirmed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the first baby detected with effects upon the brain in the United States due to the Zika virus was born in Oahu, Hawaii, this last Friday. As his mother has spent time in Brazil during her pregnancy, the United States has officially issued a warning to pregnant women, advising them not to travel to 20 different countries in the Americas where the Zika virus has registered cases. The BBC and BuzzFeed reported that illegal betting in ATP tennis matches has been going on for nearly a decade, citing 16 players who have been in the top 50 rankings of the world and alleging that 8 are currently playing at the Australian Open in Melbourne. The accusations have caused a bevy of consternation. I'll provide a link on today's show notes so you can see the latest results of who's still playing and who's out at the Australian Open. Visit the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast82. And in sad news, on Wednesday, armed militants entered a Pakistan university, killing at least 20 students, one of whom was a teacher. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the tragic event at Baka Khan University in the city of Sharsada. Within hours, the army had located the 4 shooters who are now dead. Earlier this week, British Prime Minister David Cameron announced that the government, in an effort to, quote, build community integration and counter extremism, end quote, will be creating a £20 million educational fund to teach Muslim women English, estimating that more than 19,000 Muslim women in England who speak little or no English live within the country. The fund is, quote, aimed at reaching the most isolated women and will be targeted to specific communities based on the outgoing review into segregation. And the last international story, globally, oil prices hit a 13-year low on Wednesday. And with the addition of Iran's supply due to the lifting of the sanctions, U.S. stocks were trepidatious, to say the least, as they dropped 3% on Thursday before rebounding slightly on Friday. In national news here in the United States, the Mid-Atlantic East Coast was and continues to be walloped by an impressive blizzard. Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and now New York are being doused with up to 2 feet of snow. While thankfully advance warnings kept many people off the roads, near London, Kentucky, thousands were stranded on a freeway for multiple hours due to the inclement weather. And in the fashion world, the stylistic talent Grace Coddington made the announcement that she was stepping down from her role as Vogue's, yes, that's Anna Wintour's Vogue here in the States, creative director and chief stylist. While not leaving Vogue entirely, she will be taking on an at-large position and beginning projects with Comme des Garçons on perfume. Having worked at Vogue for 28 years, Anna Wintour is reportedly supportive of her move. Coddington will work on at least 4 editorial projects a year, continue attending fashion shows, and remain on the masthead. Now in health and science news, as reported in the New York Times, 2015 was indeed the hottest year on record. According to scientists at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, as reported on Wednesday, 2015 broke the record set only last year in 2014. In arts and entertainment news, the Academy of Motion Pictures, under increased scrutiny regarding the lack of diversity represented in last week's Oscar nominee announcement, made news late this past week that they would consider changing their rules to include more people of color in their membership to improve diversity. Spike Lee, Jada Pinkett Smith, and her husband Will Smith were a few of the actors announcing they were going to boycott the Oscar Awards ceremony this year due to the lack of diverse representation. One of the founders of the American band The Eagles, Glenn Frey, passed away on Monday at the age of 67 due to complications and a lengthy battle with rheumatoid arthritis, ulcers, and pneumonia. I'll provide some inspiration from one of my favorite songs sung by Glenn Frey at the end of the episode, so be sure to stay tuned. And last but not least, in arts and entertainment, premiering tonight on Fox, The X-Files returns. With the season finale having taken place way back in 2002 and the feature film in 2008, many fans are curious and highly anticipating its return. In the 6-episode event, Scully and Mulder will put their partnership back on the small screen to see if it was worth the wait. And in this week's Bendite Event of the Week, with many art galleries here around Bend, an exhibit I have been wanting to check out is currently at the Jenny Green Gallery downtown and runs through the end of January. The exhibit is titled Cons and Icons, and each image is constructed entirely of fingerprints. The black and white images depict well-known singers, actors, and historical figures as seen in their mugshots, such as David Bowie, Martin Luther King Jr., and Jim Morrison. The artist Jennifer Hannaford blends her artistic talent with her professional experience as a forensic fingerprint examiner and a real-life forensic scientist to create unique portraits. And now for this week's French word of the week. Take it away, Géraldine.
Le dimanche. Bonjour, this is Géraldine from ComeInFrancaise.com. I'm here to share the latest French word of the week. A simple, very French word for your simply luxurious life in France. Sunday in France is sacred. Le dimanche, you can do many things but not work. It's a day dedicated to you and your loved ones. Les magasins sont fermés. Les magasins sont fermés. Shops are closed. If your family is around, you'll probably see them for a 4-hour déjeuner de famille. Déjeuner de famille. Family lunch. If your family is around, you will probably see them for a 4-hour déjeuner de famille. Déjeuner de famille, a family lunch with the products you bought from Le Marché. Le Marché. Maybe you'd like to go out to visiter un musée. Visiter un musée ou visiter une expo. Une expo stands for une exposition, a museum or an exhibition. If the weather is nice, stay outside pour prendre l'air and se balader au parc or dans la forêt or even better, à la campagne. Prendre l'air, se balader au parc, dans la forêt or even à la campagne. Get some fresh air and go out for a walk in the park, in the forest or in the countryside. Or maybe you would prefer to stay at home instead pour faire le ménage, jardiner, jardiner ou bricoler, bricoler. Cleaning, gardening or do some home improvement. At last, it's your day, so maybe you'd like to sleep in. Faire la grasse matinée. Faire la grasse matinée. Relax, se reposer or do nothing. Glander, glander in slang. It's Sunday after all. If you want to add more French in your simply luxurious life, join me on communefrancaise.com for weekly video tips to sound French, even to the French, and it's free.
Ah, what will you do with your dimanche? Whatever it is, I hope you have a wonderful day today. But before I leave you, let me share this week's thought to ponder. It comes from a book that I have recently talked about here on the podcast from writer Elizabeth Gilbert and her book, Big Magic. Be brave. Without bravery, you will never know the world as richly as it longs to be known. Without bravery, your life will remain small, far smaller than you probably wanted your life to be. Thank you for joining me in discovering the top news stories from around the globe this week, along with a dash of inspiration and a brush up on the French language and culture. For the links for today's stories, visit the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast82. I'll leave you with one of my favorites sung by Glenn Frey of the Eagles, You Belong to the City.
Now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
It's time. time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.